I'm Akilah Days. I'm your host at One Soccer Nation podcast. Today, I have a pleasure of interviewing Malike Days, aka my sister. Malike is a professional soccer player at AAB Women's. So, Malike, thank you for being here today and taking the time out. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm very grateful to have you on this podcast. You know, we kind of have the same journey, so I'm just excited to kind of share our little story to everyone. So to start off, could you tell us a little bit about what you're currently doing now, who you play for, and yeah.
Yeah, so I'm Malika Days. I play for AAB Women in Denmark. It's in one of the biggest cities in Denmark, Aalborg. Yeah, so right now I'm playing in the first division for AAB Women, and so far it's been a great experience. The city is so beautiful, and it's just nice to explore a different country.
That's good. I know Denmark is a little bit different than France. What would you say like the differences between France and Denmark?
Like culturally or like soccer wise?
Both soccer wise, culture wise.
For soccer wise, I would say the soccer is a lot more in France. I think it's a lot more like technical, and Denmark it's more like tactical. It's more like working as a team, and like I just feel like in France players are individually really strong and then they just come together, but here like it's more of the players working together to be good as a team. Culturally, the demographic is a lot different. There's not a lot of like African American people here. It's very so it's just like a different environment. Because I'm used to being in very diverse areas, and so coming to Denmark is just a little different because there's not a lot of people like me, but everyone here is very nice, very welcoming. So it's been really nice to just, explore Denmark and see what it's all about.
Oh yeah, that's really cool. At least I feel like it's kind of good to like be a little bit out of your comfort zone. It kind of prepares you for I guess any situation. But could you also like tell us about just your journey from high school to college and then from college to playing professional? Yeah, so just explain your little journey.
So in high school, we were playing for a club called Toronto Blizzard. And he, our coach, I think Joe Paralini, he kind of helped us get to play in America. So we got a couple of offers from a couple of different schools, and then that's when we decided to play for Maryland. And at the time, I got called my freshman year, I got called up to play for like the women's national team for Canada, but sadly, I was injured, so it didn't really work out in my favor. So from there, I just kept playing in college at Maryland for the next 5.5 years. I got my master's. I ended up getting a chance to play for the Jamaican national team, which is where I play right now. And now, after college, I played in France for Saint Etienne. That was a six for like 6 months. That was my first contract. It was a really good experience. Like I've learned so much. It was like tough, but at the same time, like I was really glad to have gone through that because I know it taught me what I need to know, what I need to know and where I need to be at the next level. And then after, and then that's when my next contract, which was a whole year, is where I went to AAB Women Denmark. And I'm still learning, and it's just been a great experience so far, honestly.
So playing or joining AAB Women, was there like is there any aspects of your game that has improved the most? And like has like the coaching staff kind of supported your development as a defender?
Yeah, I think one thing I've learned is to be like a lot more dominant and out there. Like for my position, I feel like as a center back, you need to be very like demanding and you need to command and communicate a lot. So that's someone like me, I'm very reserved and quiet. And for that position, I kind of had to step out of that. I had to step out of that quietness and kind of just be more demanding of my teammates and just show my presence on the field. Like I feel like as a player, you can see my presence, but vocally I wasn't there. But I feel like now that has changed a lot and it's brought my confidence up to a totally different level. So like on the field, I'm just a lot more demanding and commanding of my teammates, and I'm more of a leader in the back now, and I'm just leading my teammates to, be successful in the games.
Well, that's actually really interesting here because I feel like even me playing in France right now too, like I feel like I also had to kind of step out of my quietness and kind of like put myself out there because like the language barrier and all that. So it's like cool to hear, even though there's not a language barrier with you, like you still have to step out that zone and like be a leader for your team. And then just going back to like your college experience, do you feel like that prepared you to playing professional in France and then now playing in Denmark?
I think so. I think college definitely taught me about like work ethic, like learning how to work on and off the field. Like off the field, you have to make sure you're stretching, you're doing like recovery to take care of your body, and then like off season, like you're working out, you're in the gym, like you're getting touches on the ball, you're making sure that you're always sharp, because like in the professional world, like you don't have time to be like playing, you know what I'm saying? Like you kind of have to be on top of your game 24/7. And I feel like with college, like I was able to develop like a routine that I brought into my college lifestyle. I mean, not my college lifestyle, into my professional lifestyle. So it's just keeping me at the top of my game. So I feel like that's something that I've learned, just b having a routine all the time. Yeah.
And like, so you said you learned a lot just like preparing yourself like physically, mentally, like you brought that to the professional side. Is there any like advice that you would give like younger female players or male soccer players out there just about like transitioning from college to professional, to a professional career.
I think one thing is definitely to be confident, like believe in yourself and believe in your abilities. Like you've worked so hard to get yourself to like becoming professional and playing and being a professional athlete. So like just be confident in yourself, because you can be so good, but if your confidence isn't like high, or you're not as confident in yourself, you're not going to perform to like the best of your abilities. Like your confidence affects like your performance so much, and I found that my confidence has like tripled my like athletic abilities and performance on the field like 10 100 times more. So it's just always believing in yourself. Don't doubt yourself, like even though like, 'cause you're going to be surrounding yourself with people who are just as good or even better. But when you have confidence and you believe in yourself, you're gonna fight for everything, and you're not gonna allow like things to like discourage you. Like you're just gonna be like, okay, on to the next. Like I got this. Like it's just really being confident in yourself and making sure that you don't doubt yourself or talk down on yourself. Like always be confident and know that you are good enough and that you can compete at any level with anyone, and you can compete with anyone regardless of their stature, their status, and their experience.
No, I definitely agree with the confidence like that. Just confidence alone can bring you to another tier. And I feel like that alone could also separate you from the other players on your team. And I also like learned this year too, just like positive, like speaking to yourself positively or like speaking about yourself positively on and off the field, like that also can change the way you think, and that could also play a big role in how you play on field and stuff too.
Because you're gonna go through phases where you're like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? You know? But it's just like continuously to give yourself that positive talk is what's gonna bring you out of that shell and, you know, bring you to the next level because no one's gonna stop you but you at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. And also you're like you've been recently called up playing with the Jamaican national team. How has that experience been for you? Do you think playing professionally like for this like year and a half, has that like do you feel like that has prepared you for playing with the Jamaican national team? Like how what would you
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like on the Jamaican national team, there's so much like good players that play from a whole bunch of different clubs. And it's just like me being a new professional athlete, it's kind of like I want to play. Like can I like it's not me saying that I can't compete, but it's just like I can compete because I've been around professional players. And I like it's just me believing that I can, but yeah, like, yeah.
honestly, no, I agree. I just feel but what would you what would you say you've learned the most just playing with the Jamaican national team? Like, what would you say you learned the most?
What have I learned the most?
Or just or like has it helped, like has it contributed to your growth as a player?
My growth. Yeah, I think it's contributed to. Honestly, I'm gonna have to go back to confidence. Honestly, getting that opportunity to play for the Jamaican national team, it just gave me the confidence to know that I'm good enough to do. Like, I'm good enough to play. I'm good enough to face the best players in the world. Like, I can do it. And have like knowing that I got the opportunity to play for Jamaica is just it's knowing that I can really be one of the best players in the world. I just have to keep working and just improving my craft. But I think I've learned, yeah, confidence is like probably one of the biggest things that I've learned. And another thing is probably maybe don't get so intimidated by like the talented you're around you, like the talent around you, maybe use that to your advantage, see what you can learn from them and like watch them play, watch like analyze how they play because they're playing at one of the top levels and like you can get there too. So just watching them and learning from them, asking them for advice is probably like the best thing because like that they've been there, they've done that, and like that's how you're gonna look like they can teach you how you can get there as well. I guess is that what I'm trying to say.
No, that's actually a really good point. It's a really good point. I agree with that 1,000%. Like,
Yeah, like
just use them as a role model. Don't really use that to kind of like bring yourself down or like lower your self-esteem. But like use that to like, wow, like I'm playing with these great players. Like, let me try and learn and like match their like not intensity, but just get to where they are at.
And another thing was like also just enjoy the experience. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to like, I need to do well. I need to do well. Like you put the work in, just relax, have fun. Like I think when you are less stressed and you're just enjoying the moment, living in the moment, that's when you play at your best. And I found that like when I went to one of the camps, I felt like I was putting so much pressure on myself, and I feel like that definitely impacted my performance. But when I just calmed down and breathe and relax and just enjoy the experience, enjoy the time that I'm playing with these players, I definitely performed at my best. So that's one thing I've also learned as well, just to live in the moment.
Well, that's
Yeah.
good. I'm glad you learned a lot of things. No, but those are two really important things I think that other like professional athletes should not other not even just professional athletes but like younger individuals like starting from now and like knowing those kind of things, I feel like that can help them grow as a player a lot. So I guess that will kind of wrap up all the questions I had for you today. Is there anything you wanted to add or tell everyone for the on the One Soccer podcast?
So who?
Just tell like the viewers for the One Soccer podcast, One Soccer Nation podcast.
Well, anyone who has dreams or aspirations to play, be a professional athlete, I would say you definitely can do it. It's gonna take a lot of work, a lot of tears, a lot of sweat. But end of the day, it'll be worth it in the end. Like, I'm enjoying traveling, like Europe. Like, I've gone through to so many different countries already. So just like put in the work because it'll all pay off in the end. And you're getting paid to play the sport that you love. Like, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
So like just keep working and putting in the working because it's gonna pay off. And just always believe in yourself. That's the number one rule. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's all. That's what I'm saying.
So, Malika, thank you again for taking the time to be on the One Soccer podcast. I really appreciate it. I feel like you gave us some really good insight.
Of
And
course, of course.
all right, well, bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
No problem.